Games based on anime, an age-old tradition. Your favorite show turned into a game? What a dream come true. Nothing could possibly go wrong, in which case you'd get something like Budokai 3, or everything would go wrong and you'd get sagas instead. Such is the duality of the anime game. Could be great, could be awful, most likely gonna be mediocre though. Having been playing anime-based games for years, it's something you just kind of accept, though recently I've been playing through anime games that have been released within the last couple of years, and things are pretty much the same as to what I remembered when I was younger, except now there are way more arena fighters than we actually need. In fact, that seems to be the go-to, well, I don't really give a shit what the game is about genre choice that developers use when they don't really give a shit. And I don't really have an issue with arena fighters, per se. The only legitimate issues I can think of are ones with, like, depth perception and not being sure if I'm in range to hit someone, and then I whiff completely, and also there are some balance issues with some of these titles. But otherwise, you know, they're fine. They're well within their right to exist. In fact, some games actually make more sense as arena fighters, like Dragon Ball. That's a pretty good example, with the Tenkaichi series being, I believe, my first introduction to an arena-style fighter. And those were amazing games, followed by a number of not-so-amazing games, and then eventually we got to Xenoverse, and thank God, because Battle of Z was awful, and Ultimate Tenkaichi was a really unfortunate time to let the fans name your video game. Although Dragon Ball has also been giving other genres room to breathe lately too, with single-player games like Kakarot, which was awesome until the Buu Saga, by the way, and Dragon Ball Breakers providing a rare survival-style gameplay to the series, which could be either awesome or super polarizing. So far, it's polarizing, but only time will tell. The only thing I know for sure is, make Xenoverse 3, for the love of God, you can only milk that second game for so long, you guys! And then we have something like Naruto, which, while its battles weren't as insane, they got close sometimes, they could still be large-scale, and CyberConnect 2 did a glorious job adapting a cartoon into 3D, without it looking weird or any of that. It looks fantastic to this day. Such impressive visuals that you want to look at during a battle, but you can't because you'll mess up the QuickTime event that shouldn't be there. That aside, smooth gameplay, gorgeous, great music, great games. But now we start moving into games that, at the start of this, aren't necessarily bad, but it seems like there's just less care. Both My Hero games are solid, for example. They look nice, they play well enough. Not as much environmental interaction for my tastes, but whatever. What I start to take issue is the lack of how they present the actual story. Because if you look at the Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm games, they do these over-the-top, like, just gorgeous cutscenes. And it's honestly one of the selling points for that series, in my opinion, because CyberConnect does such a great job. And My Hero is totally worth that exact same kind of treatment, but the developer of its two games instead provided you with pictures and here's some voice acting instead. No in-game engine kind of stuff, just, you know, pictures. Which is just so disappointing, especially because, well, one, going into those games, I thought CyberConnect was the one who developed them, because they look kind of similar. And two, coming off the Naruto games, to get such a lackluster presentation of the My Hero story is, well, inherently disappointing, and I feel like the series deserves better, and I do hope that, you know, maybe it'll get something more substantial later on, maybe once things have wrapped up for it. Still, though, things can get worse than simply having the lackluster story, because that's kind of a common theme throughout a bunch of anime arena fighters. Speaking of, we have One Punch Man, A Hero Nobody Knows, which is a game nobody should have made, and was also, for some reason, a runner for Game of the Year the year it came out, because that must have been a slow fucking year. And that and/or the Dorito Pope is drunk, and he shouldn't be in charge anymore, putting One Punch on the list. I think Samurai Showdown also on the list? That's so insulting. I don't remember what year it was. Nah, that's not really the point. Anyways, I think the servers just went down, and/or are going down soon. So the game is clearly doing quite well for itself. Nominated, no servers, it's great. But it is a game that I wanted to be excited for and love, but it's just so lackluster in every way, shape, and form to how they want to deliver the story, to the setup, to the world. It really gives off this strong impression of, okay, well, what if we did Dragon Ball Xenoverse, but replaced all the characters with these ones? Which they kind of did with Naruto in a game that's name is not coming to mind at the moment, although you're seeing footage. But that Naruto game was much better than One Punch Man. And really, the more I played this One Punch Man game, besides not really getting into it that much, the more I was thinking, this really shouldn't have been an arena fighter. And look, I understand that it's inherently hard to design a video game based around a character who, if his name is to be believed, is going to one-shot everything. But I don't know, you're the one making the game. Make a single-player RPG where, oh no, he loses his ability to one-shot everything, and now you need to play through the RPG so he can one-shot everything again. It's not that complicated, I think. I felt like One Punch Man deserved better, frankly, is all. Which is what made that upsetting. And also the Game of the Year thing. Because, come on, why? And of course, we can't forget about Jump Force. A magical game where the gameplay actually looks really good and fluid, but the second it wants to do stories and cutscenes, it's just the dopiest shit ever, which is actually really funny, and T-Pose Light would agree with me on that. Now, I don't think Jump Force is a bad game, although you can't buy it digitally anymore, and the servers, I think, are going down soonish, I believe, like later this year, maybe. So it might clearly not be the best, but it's just the half-assed nature that gets me. And it's something that carries over to most other arena fighters, like JoJo, where, again, the gameplay is solid, the visuals are great, the presentation of the story is not. And the worst part is, I think that was developed by CyberConnect, who had previously done, JoJo 3D All-Stars, which, ironically enough, is being re-released later this year. And thank God, because that was a 2.5D fighter, which is infinitely better. And then you had Saint Seiya, where they tried, that game needed a bigger budget, maybe, was the issue. It tried, though, I'll give it that, you know, but still. Kill a Kill was surprisingly good, actually. So kudos for it. But I feel like my overall point stands here, and that's not even all the anime games that there are. I think more than anything else, it's just kind of sickening to see how many arena fighters tend to dominate the anime scene. And that's not to hate on arena fighters, because again, they're fine. I mean, some of the ones, One Punch Man, that wasn't fine. JoJo could be better. Saint Seiya was, well, it could be better. But, you know, whatever. The genre, it's fine. I just don't like it to be the only go-to place where, well, we're making an anime game, so we gotta make it an arena fighter. If they make a Jujutsu Kaisen game, and I hope they do, I have a feeling it's gonna be an arena fighter, but I hope it's not. something more creative, hopefully. Or let CyberConnect develop it, I guess. My problem is, there's just other genres out there that you can explore. Like, Musous, for example, which is the other go-to genre for anime games. Although, they have not been relying on it as heavily. Actually, Nintendo's taken up that spot. Some recent Musou anime titles I played, though, are Berserk, which came out a few years ago. But it's still pretty fun and really gory, which is great. And also, there's the ongoing One Piece Warriors series, which is very solid. And since that genre isn't as spammed as the arena fighter, I don't really mind it as much. And plus, I have to give Koei so much credit for actually doing the impossible by making a fantastic Attack on Titan game that is not some generic Musou game, which, you know for a fact that if Attack on Titan had, like, way more characters like Eren or Annie, you know, just main character Titans to fight the other Titans, they totally would have done the normal Musou thing. But it didn't, so they couldn't, and they had to make something interesting instead. And they did a great job. Zooming through environments, taking down Titans, it's good stuff. Just really, really enjoyable. But some games, well, they like to shake things up a bit. Like Tokyo Ghoul Re, an action game that seems alright at first, but really quickly devolves into you fighting the same-looking, dumb-looking guy with a mask, most generic enemy thing ever, over and over again, and maybe occasionally not them, and then moving to one same-ish room to the next on repeat, and the story is told through pictures and audio, and it could really only hold my attention for a couple of stages before I just decided to bail. Then you have Black Clover, which is a team-centric game where you'll capture objectives like areas or just take out enemies. I didn't play too much of it in its heyday, but it seems like an interesting title, and I like it more than Tokyo Ghoul, though that's not saying much. Also, it's still really lazy in how it likes to tell its story. I mean, they slapped two PNGs on the screen with some audio, and they called it a day. They do have some pre-rendered stuff as well, but this looks bad, which is funny, but they charged money for it, so that's not cool. And then we have the Sword Art Online games, which I guess are popular because they keep making them for some reason. Oh, because they're popular. Having played them, they're all right, but I'm still far too salty about .hack not getting the limelight it so desperately deserves and has deserved forever to enjoy these games properly. I'm biased, basically, I will admit. It's a personal issue, but I guess they're fine if, you know, they're not hurting anything except .hack. But it's not all doom and gloom and Sword Art Online out there. As some franchises got dealt a better hand, like Fairy Tail, a property that I thought had Arena Fighter written all over it. But instead, we got that handed over to Gust, the developers of all those Alchemy RPGs. And we got a really solid, chill RPG that I'd recommend even if you're not the biggest fan of Fairy Tail. It's a fun, relaxing RPG, great music, visuals, all that fun stuff. Gameplay, also, that's important, I guess. It's worth the plunge if you ever get a chance. Digimon has been knocking it out of the park with one RPG after another, and Survive, which I believe is the title of the new game coming out, I think it's coming out sometime this year, unless we get another delay. Cross your fingers that we don't. Don't cross your fingers that we do, please. But yeah, Letting Me Raise and Digivolve tons of Digimon in an RPG is really all I want from a Digimon game. So, good job. And we have what might be one of my favorite anime game adaptations ever in the form of Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise, which is developed by the wonderful people who brought you the Yakuza series. So it's a more gory Yakuza game, basically. And it's awesome. I love it. Yakuza, one of my favorite series. Played through all of them. So this is also kind of another case of biasness, really. But all this is bias, technically. And this game's great, so you should go buy it and spend money on it. Bias. It is a really solid game, though. Great voice acting, great gameplay. You can run around looking like Kiryu. Every game should have those features. But I guess that's anime games for you. You're either riding high somewhere on Budokai 3, or you're knocked off a cloud and you plunge into hell and you gotta play more Tokyo Ghoul. I just wish we could have a little more consistency, but I suppose something like that is never going to actually happen. But if that can't happen, you know, maybe we could add some more genres besides just the go-to ones. Ultimately, though, I really just want to feel like the developer actually gave a shit about the game they just made. Because when they do give a shit, we can get some pretty impressive games.